Everyone admires a humble, loving person, and what an example Jesus is. Millions admire him, Christian or not, as one of history's greats. One reason is that Jesus truly walked the talk. He preached, "Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself." And he did this all the time, even when he was betrayed, falsely accused, and crucified. He even prayed for the very people who drove in the nails and mocked him as he died. I don't know about you, but I wish I could be more like Jesus, but I fail every day. Let me ask you, though, is imitating Jesus enough? God commands, "You shall love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself." It's actually not a suggestion to be more like Jesus. It's a mandate. This is how human beings were made to live. And those who fail to love God and their fellow man deserve death. Several years ago, the movie Passion of the Christ depicted the final days of Jesus. The images were gory, but Jesus' passion is more than a tragic story about a good man condemned. It's the law of God in action, both in Jesus' example and the punishment for everyone who falls short and sins against God and neighbor. Your heart and mind have turned aside from God, and Jesus was forsaken. Our love has grown cold toward our family and friends, and we've closed our hearts to those who are poor and needy, yet Christ was flogged and bled and died. There is hope for you and me, not simply by imitating Jesus, but by dying with him and being raised in the new life that he opened to us on Easter. Amen. I invite you to join us for special services Monday, Thursday at 7 p.m., Good Friday at 7 p.m., and then Easter Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 in the morning, with breakfast in between.